Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is going to be an exciting day today on Connected. With me is Apostle Joe Akers and his special guest that's going to be with us as well that he has been ministering with over the last few years. And that, of course, is Pastor Rao. And I will let you introduce him.
Well, I haven't been to his hometown yet, but 26th trip to India. And Pastor Sabrina Halt from TLC Ministry in 4 states introduced me to him. And so we have him here today.
Praise God. And we're excited to hear about your ministry. Welcome, Pastor Rao.
Hello. This is Pastor Y. Sudhakar Rao from Kakinada, Andhra Pradesh, South India. And I'm very glad that I came here and I feel a blessing.
Praise God. And we're excited to talk about whatever is upon his heart today, his ministry. And that is Master P-I-E-C-E, Masterpiece Outreach Ministries. And Kakinada, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, India, and his website is www.mom/india.org in all small case letters. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with Apostle Joe Akers and Pastor Rao right after this.
Find this empty feeling. Are you getting my prayers? Or do they just stop at the ceiling? I haven't talked with you in so long. I can't pretend anymore like nothing's wrong.
Look. If life circumstances seem to be spiraling out of control, God has given you the power of choice to make a difference.
When we can't change every circumstance around us, mm-hmm. we can make a decision to change ourselves.
Okay.
And when we change ourselves and we line up with what the Word of God tells us, it will affect our environment around us. It will affect those situations. We may have limited freedom over what people do, but I have complete freedom in that power of choice.
The Power of Choice, featuring Amanda Cain and Tim Colasino. This month's love gift to you when you stand with He's Alive. Send your gift of $15 or more to He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at heesalive.net.
I am back with our special guest today, Pastor Rao, and he is from Masterpiece Outreach Ministries in Kakinada, India, and of course, Apostle Joe Akers along with him today. Welcome, sirs.
Tickled to be here today. So tickled.
And I'm excited about what God is doing in these last days through language barriers, through the different nations in the world. It seems like all of the nations' armies of the world in these last days. First of all, I want to talk to Apostle Joe, are surrounding Israel. And he said that Israel would be a burdensome stone and a cup of trembling to all nations.
Oh, yes. Everything is revolving around them today, brother. And I'm so tickled because the Lord is still doing a great work and a kingdom work is going on. One of these days, every nation, kindred, and tongue are going to cast their crowns at His feet.
Praise God, yes. And we're excited that when that is going to happen. I love what Revelation 11, verse 15 says, all the kingdoms of this world will have become the kingdoms of our God and His Christ. And that is the fulfillment of prophecies. But before that, wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, earthquakes, and different kinds of places and things like this. Pastor Rao, welcome, sir, and tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Hi. My ministry name is called Masterpiece Outreach Ministries. And for the last 12 years, I'm in the full-time ministry. And I'm working in a place called Andhra Pradesh, the state of Andhra Pradesh, and the state of Orissa. I born and brought up from Orissa, where a lot of persecution is going on. In 2009, 5,000 Christians, they got killed, and the houses and the churches got fired. So God put a burden in my heart to go and outreach those people. By His grace, we are able to donate 1,500 Bibles, and we were able to donate 20 cycles to the poor pastors. And also we have ministries in Kakinada, which is located in Andhra Pradesh, East Godavari District, South India. And we have several ministries. We are reaching the people with the wells. We are reaching the people with the sewing center. We are reaching the people with different social activities to show them the love of Christ and encourage them and come and deal with Jesus and come and be saved, let them receive the truth.
I love it. And, you know, through every denomination in the world, through every language barrier, there's always one law, and that law is love. There's always one creed, and that creed is Christ. And there's always one Bible. Isn't that right? That is the book of all books. That is the Bible. That's the greatest book of psychology that the world has ever known, Apostle Joe.
Well, yes, and that is so true, and the one cord or one thread that holds us all together as far as the kingdom of God is the grace of God, and that's what we're operating in today, brother.
Yes, I'm excited about the grace of God that talks in Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. But yet I'm seeing today there is a greasy grace message that is going around where there's no holiness at all.
Right.
But the Bible, of course, says without holiness that no man shall see the Lord.
Yes.
And of course, Pastor Rao, you know, in this modernistic contemporary intellectual age that we're living in, the strong truth of the Word of God is not being preached.
Yes.
But when we go back back, Apostle Joe, and we look at Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. That doesn't form a denomination.
Yes.
The original language, the original Greek manuscript from Acts 2:38 says, "Repent every one of you for the remission of sins. Be
yes.
baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus
yes.
Christ, and you
yes.
shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost."
Yes.
That's the original plan of salvation. It wasn't Romans chapter 10.
Yes.
That was written to Christians.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, that repentance, Apostle Joe, is not being preached today, sir.
Well, we've gotten out of balance. We have definitely got out of balance. And the Apostle Paul talked about he had not shunned to declare the whole counsel
That's right.
of God. And when you go to Hebrew chapter 6, you see the six fundamental basic doctrines of the Lord. And one of them is eternal judgment, for instance. And there are many judgments in the Bible. They're not being preached in some of the more charismatic type churches. They've gotten out of balance, and we got a lot of praise and worship, but we don't really have a lot of prayer meetings, and we've gotten out of balance, brother. We need a balance.
That's exactly right. You know, everybody, it seems like in this last day and age that we live in, Pastor Rao, I've been to the Lakeland, Florida revival. I've been to the Brownsville revival, to the Toronto, what's called the Toronto outpouring way back. But everybody seems like they're going and they're flocking after, like, movements. But yet the Scriptures tells us that the revival, the personal revival, begins on the inside of us.
Yeah.
When God saves us, that's the initial step. And then he goes on and he baptizes us in the mighty Holy Ghost in fire. The personal revival takes place in the closet.
Yes.
What do you have there from the Scriptures?
Yeah, it is Romans 8 chapter 1 verse says that there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that in my country we have 330 million gods, and the people speak 1652 languages, and 2000 groups of people they are living in India. So this is a very big nation, and our job is to tell them that if you are in Christ, there is no condemnation.
That's right.
The America is like a big brother to this nation.
Yes.
While they brought the gospel and they helped this country to know about Jesus. And that's why every day we pray for America and Israel. We lift up our hands for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we want the nations to be the best friend to our nation. Why? Because we have received the love and encouragement and grace from them.
Praise God.
They have shared the grace which they have received from Christ. And we are sharing the grace and favor with our people. See, imagine that 1,652 languages and 330 million gods. Oh, it's a big place.
Yes, but Jesus Christ
yes.
still yet will have the preeminence, I believe. Don't you, Apostle Joe? And that's what the Scripture says, that we need to allow him to have that.
Yes, I encourage people everywhere. I'm not totally against denominationalism. They've got godly people in many of those organizations, of course. But we're being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That is the main thing. And when we follow the Lord, he'll tell us where to end up and where to grow. By being conformed to him and not necessarily to some organizations.
And, of course, you have been in several different countries and have a ministry right in the country of Israel. And I was listening to Pastor Rao talk about all of those gods that are in his country of India. What would you say to all of those folks out there right now that are listening? You know, the He's Alive Radio's ministry right now goes around the world via the internet at he'salive.net, as well as in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. What would you say to all of those folks that are searching?
They're searching. There is something in every human being. It's an inward emptiness. And the reason it's there is because we are a triune being. Spirit, soul, and body. It is just natural for a human being to thirst after God. The problem is they find it in wood and stones and education or whatever, and it just can't be found in those idols and other things. It just can't do it. He is the living God, and made up of the triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And God sent his son Jesus here to die. He's the only one that died on a cross. He's the only one that can forgive us for our sins. And you know, you're searching and searching, and Jesus said, I'm the light.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the light. I'm the answer. I'm the way. I'm the truth.
You know, Pastor Rao, I'm listening to Apostle Joe Akers expound about the Word of God, and he just mentioned from John the 14th chapter, verse number 6, Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And yet Proverbs 14 and verse number 12 says, there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. What do you tell people that believe in that many gods, but yet there's only one way to Jesus and one way to the Father?
While you know that those people, it's written in the Matthew that those people who are sitting in the darkness, they received the light. And India, with the 330 million gods, we are taking the light. Because we received the light, we have the light with ourselves. And we focus the light to those people who are sitting in the darkness.
Praise God.
And also we are going on to the mountains. While I went to a place, you know, that those people are so much illiterates, even they don't take bath. When we went there, the place is really stinky when we are placing the gospel. When those people, they don't know how to, you know, still there is no civilization. Such a places are there in India. So we take the gospel there, like we dig a bore well for them, a well for them. We give the water. When they come to receive the water, they're receiving the living water.
Praise God.
So our job is like we nowadays we can see that there is a lot of famine is going in all over the world. Especially, I can see that the famine represents the same famine that the church has been experiencing today. The church is experiencing a great famine today.
That's right.
Because I feel sorry to say that someone was saying that first time in America, the people are lazy. More people are living on the food stamps than the welfare. First time it's happening. Why? Because we can see the famine in the churches. So I came from all over the India to tell the people of America that we love them.
That's right.
And we are praying for them, and we are lifting up them in our prayers.
That's just awesome. And we're going to break for a song here, and then we're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to be praying over the people's needs. So stay tuned. I'm back with my special guest, Pastor Rao from India, and Apostle Joe Akers, who is an awesome apostle to Israel and several nations of the world. And we have been talking about the last days. Yes. We've been talking about, of course, Pastor Rao, your ministry in India and how there's so millions of different gods that are over there in that country.
Yes.
And, of course, you're replacing that darkness. Yes. By spreading the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and the light of the gospel.
Yes.
And Apostle Joe, there's a lot of people that you pray for on a daily basis and in different countries as well. And here in the United States, it seems like things are gospel hardened. But I believe there's folks right now, they're traveling up and down Interstate I-68, I-79 down in north central West Virginia, and they just happened to what they thought tune in by mistake. But it's no accident that they tuned their radios in their automobiles, and they're listening right now. I hear there's a man by the name of Jim right now that you have a cyst, and the cyst is in your stomach, and God is healing that for you right now. And that's by a word of knowledge. So just receive your healing in Jesus' name. And we're praying over the needs of the people right now.
Oh, absolutely. Dear Lord, so many ways that you have to reach people, and through your Holy Spirit, and thank you for the airways. Those that are especially listening out there today, Lord, that are sick, and some are in a family crisis, some are really have a bad report from the doctor. God, I'm asking you to reach out and touch those by the way of the air. Lord, they sent out handkerchiefs and aprons, and Lord, this same anointing goes through the airways right now. Heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That man that's suffering from that foot disease, and I see it in his right foot. I see a sore there. Lord, in the name of Jesus, confirm your word today.
Jesus,
heal.
Please, God.
Sending your healing anointing through these airways, Lord, that are ordained of God. Lord, heal and deliver. Mm-hmm. Deliver those people, Lord, that are in family crisis. Deliver those, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Help them to understand. Pour out your spirit and dreams and visions upon them.
Praise God. And Pastor Rao, would you pray for the people as well?
Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank thee once again for the wonderful day, Lord. Lord, all the people who are hearing this radio, Lord, right now, Lord, I know some of them have
Hallelujah.
A burden. I know some of them, they're sick. I know some of them, Lord, they could not able to face the situations. Why? Because they're traveling alone, Lord. But if they join you, Lord,
yes.
If you travel with them, if they travel with them, when together, Lord, they go, they're going to get the success in their life. Not only they're going to see a great blessing in their life, they're going to see great healings, Lord. Healings also, Lord. And also, Lord, their life is going to be a great testimony, Lord. Let the people receive your grace and favor. Let the healings take place. Let the prosperity come in their life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Rao and Apostle Joe Akers, for coming on to Connected today and sharing with the listening audience pertaining to all of the subject matter that we have been talking and discussing about. Before we go off the air today, Apostle Joe, would you give us the address of your ministry in case someone would want to get in touch with you to come and minister?
It's Akers International Ministries, and we are at H as in Harry, C as in Cat, 78, Box 261 in Pipestem, West Virginia. We're down in the southern part of West Virginia, State Park area, Pipestem, West Virginia, 25979.
And God bless you very much, both of you, and tune in 23 and a half hours from now and be here again with us on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.